Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rage! Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people at Bustom and everybody else in between. We're kicking it. It's the Friday Night Freak Show. Throwing it down on Sirius XM Channel 204 Sports Grid Radio Networks. The loudest station in the nation. It's the calm before the storm. UFC 264, Conor McGregor and Dustin Poirier fight for the third time. Although Gilbert Burns and Wonderboy Stephen Thompson might be the most interesting fight on the card. Shohei Ohtani. He continues to light it up. He hits his 16th home run in the last 21 games tonight. A bomb, an absolute bomb. He killed it. He crushed it in Seattle. I think it landed in Bellingham or something like that right now. All right. So I think it's at the border. But the fact of the matter is, I find it a little bit, I don't know. I've been talking about this. People just need to shut up. Right. I find it funny. What do you hear people talk about all the time when it comes to baseball? Oh, the game is boring, man. All they do is strike out or hit home runs. And what do you hear when you hear about Ohtani? Isn't it amazing that he hit another home run? You can't have it. Oh, I guess you do. That's not, I was going to say you can't have it both ways, jackass. Because you do. People say you can't have your cake and eat it too. I don't know what the hell that means. But yeah, people are rolling around in the cake, all right? They're having their cake. They're having sex with the cake, all right? They're not just eating the cake. They're having sex with it, all right? People want it their way, and they want it their way now. I love that, though. Baseball sucks. It's boring. Guys hit too many home runs. Shohei Ohtani hits another run. It's amazing, isn't it? Hit another home run. I don't know. These guys should hit 100 home runs, considering it's all they try to do, right? Listen, I like Ohtani. I'm impressed with what he's doing. But you can't have it both ways, jackasses. I know you want to. I know you want to. I know, that's the thing. You want to bitch. You want to bitch. And then you'll celebrate the thing that you're bitching. I've said it before and I've said it again. Democracy doesn't work. People are too stupid to vote. You know what I mean? Think about, it's amazing, actually, that we give people, driver's licenses. I tell you, if I was in charge, man, people think that I'm some, I'm kind of soft or something. All right, Morenci's a social justice warrior. I don't know. If I was in charge, I'd be I'd be much more dictator. I just, quite frankly, I don't want to see, basically, if you get a license, I don't care about you driving around a bunch of pylons and stuff like that. I'm just going to sit down. People are too stupid to be trusted with anything. I'm actually, I'm on team machine right now. Replace everybody with machines except talk show hosts. Except talk show hosts. Although, a machine could do a sports talk show host. The Toronto Maple Leafs choked again. Can you believe that, Matthias? Ha, 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 ha. Just run that in a loop forever. I see you, Leaf fans. God, you guys talk a lot. Were you guys just waiting for the Canadians to lose or something? I'll give you credit. I'll give you credit. You guys are actually smart enough to shut up because you lost to the team. So you waited for that team to lose, and then you climbed out from under your rock. Go watch a Blue Jays game and shut up. Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. It's the calm before the storm. We've got the Copa Cabana. Copa America going down is Brazil and Argentina. We've got Italy and England. It's the Euro. And I got to tell you what, Team England are a hard team to like, aren't they? Evidently, Gary Neville thinks it's okay to boo the visiting team's national anthem. It's going to get to the point where you got to stop playing anthems, right? It's just like people either hate the anthem, love the anthem, boo the anthem. Gary Neville says that he wouldn't be upset. Says, oh, no, I don't get upset if people boo. Oh, yeah, you're not going to get upset if people, like, boo God Save the Queen, right? You know what they should do? They should play the Sex Pistols version of God Save the Queen. And let's see if anybody gets upset in England. And speaking of the Queen, this lady is like a human. She's like a cyborg, right? She's like part. She's like human. Like, think about the Brits. What are you guys up to anyways? Like, think of Queen Elizabeth and Keith Richards. Like, you're a combined 422 years old. I saw a picture of Queen Elizabeth with the Team England in 1966, the last time they won, 55 years ago. There's a picture of, like, the guys on the team with Queen Elizabeth. And I'm looking, and she didn't look young then. And I'm like, oh, my God. Like, this was 55 years ago, man. I think, like, I've been around and seen it all, like the Queen. Like, what hasn't the Queen seen, right? Like, I'm looking at the picture. She doesn't look young. I'm thinking, man. And she doesn't really look all that different now. I'm like, you're not even real, lady, are you? Like, she's a deep fake. Deep fake, fake. So what's the deal here? Kansas City Chiefs Frank Clark faces felony weapons charges? I can't believe it. I never really expected it. I would never expect this from this guy. I never would have expected this. I never would have expected that a guy that threw his girlfriend down a flight of stairs in college in Michigan, whatever, actually, like, hey, who would have saw this coming? The Kansas City Chiefs, you guys are a great, you're a great team, but, like, you run some operation there, don't you? Like, you know, remember in the old days, it would be like the NFL draft and stuff? Listen, son, I want you to be honest with me. Have you ever committed a crime that you never even got caught for? Because we're going to find out. No, sir. Kansas City, you're like, yeah, yeah. I robbed two banks, and I used to be a crack dealer. And I got a drinking and driving problem. They're like, you're chief material, son. Bring it!
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You stupid horse! I got my last 10 bucks on you! No! Don't look at me! Run! No! Don't come over here! Oh boy.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morenci. We're throwing it down on the Friday Night Freak Show. Feels like the calm before the storm, doesn't it? We've got an interesting weekend of sports action. It's like summer sports. You know what I'm saying? We've got we've got the Euro Championships. We've got the Copa Championships. We've got some UFC. Conor McGregor representing Ireland. Dustin Poirier. We got the NBA Finals. Off until Sunday night. I just sort of have that feeling like it's getting real right now. You know, I was really wrapped up in the Stanley Cup playoffs and the Stanley Cup finals. I really enjoyed the run. But here we are right now, and I almost feel like, wow, all right, this is like, so it's like a rebirth. And we've got the soccer, yet the Olympics are around the corner now. The TBT, the basketball tournament, is in like 7 days now. I think it starts next, 7 days now, 1 week away. So the basketball tournament, awesome stuff. TBT. I was all, you guys remember, I killed this last year. Absolutely killed it. Crushed it. Crushed this tournament. And I'm not just saying that. Like, I was putting a lot on these games. I was putting more on these games than I am these NBA final games. Like, I was to a point where it was a couple of times I had like $2,000-$3,000 on some of these TBT games. And then I realized I should not be betting this much money on these games. I don't know, man. If you guys don't know about the TBT, it's one of these deals. You know, it's like when people say, I don't watch the CFL. I don't care about the Arena League. I don't watch the preseason. You're not a football fan. You're a casual Johnny come lately, right? When people say, I don't watch the preseason games of my favorite NFL team. So I'm thinking, I don't know, so they only play 16 games, now 17, and there's a couple of preseason games. So with the preseason, they're only on like 20 times a year, 20 times only in the entire year. No, you can decide, it doesn't matter. It matters when you decide to watch, right? You know, there's different levels to this stuff. So, like, you're either a football fan or you're simply just a casual fan of the team that you support on Sundays. It's as simple as that, right? And the same thing with basketball. Like, I love all basketball. I mean, hell, I had a problem betting on Filipino basketball in the late night hours. I've been doing a good job of staying away from that stuff. But I love this basketball tournament. Really, really cool tournament. It's called the TBT. The basketball tournament. Winning team gets $1 million. And it's basically like a street ball tournament, essentially. It's in gyms, but it's 5-on-5. It's real basketball. Yet it's a lot of it is like college alums. So it'll be a bunch of dudes that went to a school or something and they'll hook up and play. But you also get like sort of ringer teams and, you know, overseas elite, bunch of former NBA guys that come together. They play in Europe and they come for the money, right? And, you know, like, so you've got the Carmen's crew, Ohio State. These guys are a good team. They got David Leidy, Aaron Kraft. God, man, Aaron Kraft pisses me off. It's funny, too, because, man, Aaron Kraft's a good basketball player, but he's just one of those dudes. He's on the other team. He's Ohio State. I'm a Michigan fan, so he was there forever. And it's funny, like, watching and betting on these games. I'm like, God, Aaron Kraft's still screwing me all these years later. They're very good. Dayton's team is good. The names are great, too. Carmen's crew is Ohio State. Dayton is team Red Scare. Red Scare, they're good. They're good. They've gone deep in this tournament a couple of times. There's a new entry to the tournament this year. This is the Midwest region here. There's a new entry this year. I like this team. Xavier. Zip them up. That's what they're called. Zip them up. They have Trayvon Blewett, Samaje Christian. And what you'll see often, too, is sometimes two schools will unite. And Xavier have Seton Hall guys, too. So it's Xavier and a couple of Seton Hall dudes. They're actually a pretty good team. You got Floyd Mayweather has a team. The money team. Floyd Mayweather sponsors a team. It's led by Amir Johnson. Remember NBA? He's on the Raptors, the Celtics, and Jonathan Simmons. Those are the two leaders of the team. Amir Johnson and Jonathan Simmons. They're on Team Mayweather. The Buffalo Bulls alumni, first time ever. They have a team. They have a team. And it's the same team that upset Arizona. They're reuniting. Jeremy Harris, Nick Perkins, and C.J. Massenburg. It's a lot of fun. Like I said, if you're a college fan, like, it's cool stuff. NC State have a team this year. They're like a new entry, Team Wolfblood. You know, they're kind of dangerous. The Purdue team doesn't get a lot of respect. The Purdue team's good. They got Robbie Hummel, Isaac Haas, and A.J. Hammonds. They got some big-ass dudes, 2 7-footers on the team. There's a Tennessee team this year, the Volunteers. Chris Lofton, remember him? Wayne Chisholm. The Miami Hurricanes have a team. Remember last year, me and Big Man on Campus were breaking this stuff down on the show every night. And these guys, they made it to the finals, but they lost. And they're going to be dangerous again. I'm buying in. Like I said, if I sort of have a favorite team in the tournament, and I'm saying like sort of who I'm pulling for, it's Sideline Cancer. Sideline Cancer. They made it to the final last year, but they lost to the Marquette team. Marquette won last year. Team Sideline Cancer are a mix. They're not a college alum team. They're sort of a mix of a bunch of dudes. They're led by former Central Michigan Chippewa Marcus Keene, who's a hell of a scorer, Marcus Keene. Guy, I don't know what team he plays for. And you know what, Matthias? I don't know if you would remember just because you watched Hawaii basketball, but you remember Casper Ware from Long Beach?
Casper Ware. I remember Casper Ware. Hell of a player.
Yeah, Casper Ware plays in the Australian League now, but he's in the tournament. He's got a team together here. Boeheim's Army, Syracuse. They've got a team. They're always pretty good. So that starts next week. It's going to be some great stuff. And FanDuel will have odds up for everything. And in fact, FanDuel was the sponsor of the tournament last year. They don't have anything up yet, but they will shortly. So, yeah, we're just getting started. You got Olympic basketball, the tournament, the TBT. We got the NBA Finals. That's far from done, guys. Far from done. Everybody's going to, you know, it's funny how you have reality, you have perception, and you have reality. Right, and right now the media has already given the trophy to the Phoenix Suns, and you know I get it. Phoenix have played great, so they've given the trophy up already. But what's going on with the point spread right now? The point spread for the next game, the money's coming in on Milwaukee. Remember last night we talked about it was 3.5. It's gone up, and it's going to continue to go up. Milwaukee's going to win at home, and in fact, I think Milwaukee's going to win both games. I think Milwaukee's going to win both games at home. This thing's going to be a roller coaster, and I'm going to jump in on Giannis to be the MVP. I've already got Chris Paul to be the MVP. I'm going to jump in on Giannis. Like, what's Giannis right now? Like, I'm not going to wait for the game. So what is he now? Plus 400? We could have got him at 600 the other day. What is he now? Yeah, he's plus 400 right now. He's plus 400. Chris Paul's minus 140. Devin Booker is minus 250, plus 250. Giannis is plus 400. One of those three guys is going to win the MVP. And most likely Chris Paul over Booker. So right now, like if you think Milwaukee's going to win a game outright on Sunday, Giannis is going to pop to like plus 200 to win the MVP after. There's going to be a big swing. So the fact is, I'm going to jump. We should have taken the other night when I told you guys about Chris Paul, and I said Giannis is 6-1 is a good number. Went down to 500. Now it's at 400. Other people are realizing this as well. In Milwaukee, you're going to win. It's because of Giannis. Giannis is putting up, dude, the guy's putting up stupid numbers in the series, too. Crazy stats, even though he's hurt. The only one that wouldn't vote for Giannis would be Shannon Sharp, but I think Shannon Sharp has won too many concussions. Late night anger management class continues. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's all set. They got the bug boy on.
The bug boy?
Yeah. The little fella's been riding his heart out. They're gonna break his maiden.
Really? Yeah, but it's a little slow out there. It rained last night.
Oh, this baby loves the slop. Loves it. Eats it up. Eats the slop. Born the slop. His father was a mutter.
His father was a mutter.
His mother was a mutter.
His mother was a mutter.
What did I just say?
Late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. Yes, the sirens are blazing this evening. I like it. It scares everybody. We got people. The other day, Cam's like doorbell went off during the show. it was like loud as hell. It's like ding dong. He's got like an old lady like doorbell, ding dong, and Cam like doesn't even break. Like he just keeps talking. I go, bro, you gonna answer that? And he goes, what? Like, and after he's like surprised, he goes, oh, you heard that? I said, oh, everyone heard it. And so we heard so much people on Twitter were tweeting in saying they thought it was their doorbell. It's one of those generic ding dong. So yeah, the sirens. I don't know. It adds to the late night anger management class. I figure, you know, we're being edgy. It's like real world. Bring a little real world dose. I guess we can keep track. Shout out to Sooner Lisa. Sooner Lisa in the chat. Norman, Oklahoma in the house. I was thinking about getting an Oklahoma helmet actually today. You know, with the football season coming up and stuff, we're shaking up our look and the set. We're going to go with the memorabilia and, you know, the helmet look and all that type of stuff, but nothing but class. Nothing but class. And, you know, we were talking about We were talking about the basketball tournament earlier, and we're Michigan fans on this show. But Michigan aren't in the tournament. But I was looking at helmets. I was like, I can't just have Michigan helmets up. I got to think, you know. I was like, all right, who don't I hate? So, yeah, the basketball tournament's badass. No Michigan team. Anyone can enter. There was an Illinois team last year. There's a Purdue team. Like I said, you don't have to be a college team, but that's how it started. The tournament sort of started off with, like, college alum. But it's not like a rule. Oh, you have to play, like, you know what I mean? So, like I said, like, the Xavier guys have teamed up with Seton Hall dudes, which is a nice little combo. The Dayton guys are good. Like, the Ohio State guys are really good, too. Like, Aaron Kraft can ball. It's a really, really fun tournament. And there's only, like, you know, seven guys on the team type thing. Like, there's not, it's not a deep bench, right? The games are shorter. It's street ball. Like, so each guy gets like 200K, like, you know, 150K, like, depending on how many guys are on the team. I remember last year the Marquette guys got, like, I think 180,000 each or something. It's not bad, right, for a couple of week tournament here that you're in. Like, they're not in the NBA. Like I said, there's some former NBA guys that are already rich that are in this tournament, too. It's really good basketball. And they have the Elam ending for every game, too. So they add on points. So it's not like there's not a clock at the end of the game. It's cool. Really, really cool. So just for the record, I know we got a lot of college fans here if you're wondering if your school. So you got Ohio State, Carmen's Crew, Dayton, Red Scare, Xavier, and Seton Hall called Zip 'em Up. You got the Mayweather team, the money team. Blue Collar U is Buffalo, the Buffalo Bulls. Wolfblood, NC State alum. Men of Mackey, obviously, is Purdue. It's a pretty, I like their names, eh? The Tennessee name. Instead of the Volunteers, the Ballanteers. The Ballanteers. Miami Hurricanes. It's their first time they're doing this, the Hurricanes. They've got Davon Reed. Third team ACC in 2017. And they got Dejan Vasilik and Anthony Lawrence on the team. They're called Category 5. You've got TNT, the nerd team. Team TNT is the nerd team, which it's all like Ivy Leaguers. That's cool. It's all Ivy Leaguers. The nerd team. Like, it's all dudes from, like, Columbia, Harvard. So, you know what? Jeremy Lin should play in this. You should play on the team. Brown and White, St. Bonaventure, also a first-year participant. The Ohio Bobcats have a team. This is actually pretty cool. Vahakani City, BC. They're from the Armenian League. The Armenian A-League. Like, you can be a pro and play in this. Like, an NBA player could play in this if he wanted to. Like, DeMar DeRozan could play in this tournament. You know what I mean? Like, there's no rules. Like, anyone can play. So, this is cool. Like, so basically, there's this kid, Darius Clark. He's an American kid. He plays in the Armenian League. He's a leading scorer in the league, and they won the title in the Armenian League. So he's bringing his teammates. He's bringing three Armenian teammates from Armenia, and they're going to hook up. It's a really, really fun tournament. As we said, Sideline Cancer, the money goes towards cancer, fighting cancer. The Best Virginia team is good. Instead of West Virginia, Best Virginia, they're really good. They're always in the mix every year. Heard That is the Marshall team. They're good, too. They got those goofy white guys, the Elmore brothers. Big, like, Marshall, you look at them, it's like, that's what's so cool about this tournament, that it's like street ball. So, like, you had, like, the Marshall dudes, it's like, there's, like, a big fat guy, and, like, they can't run. You're like, are you kidding me? We're playing for $1 million, and this is who you put on the court? And then they just start draining threes, these Marshall guys. Like, and they rain threes. Three ball, three ball, three ball. And, man, Marshall caused people problems, bro. Armored Athlete. These guys are big time. Armored Athlete. This is always this sort of one of the NBA teams. They're led by former Raptor Malcolm Miller. They got Xavier Rathon Mays, Jericho Jones. They got some Jeremiah Jones. They got some good players. War Ready, Auburn alum. You got Team 23. You got Walt Lennon Jr., Eric Griffin, Tim Quarterman. You got Team D2. It's all D2 guys that have hooked up. Primetime players. Primetime. These guys like their name. They always got big time flashy dudes. They always get bounced. Bleed Virginia, Virginia Cavaliers. You got the Eastern instead of the East Tennessee State. It's the Buccaneers. If I'm looking at this, I think Eberline Drive are good. If you remember, Eberline Drive are good. They got bounced last year in the tournament due to COVID. They won a couple of games and they had to leave. They got COVID. Archie Goodwin, Marcus Teague. They're a bunch of Kentucky Wildcat dudes on that team. Eberline Drive. Aftershock, Challenge ALS. These guys are good. These guys are good. They've got Jerome Randall, 2012 NBA D-League MVP, Justin Dettman. Challenge ALS, they're good. This is the team earlier. What a great name, too. The LA Cheaters. Led by Casper Ware. Former number two overall draft pick Derek Williams and Klay Thompson's older brother Michael. The Cheaters combine players from Europe, and they're composed from mostly players from the Drew League, big time league in LA, the Drew League. So they're really good. You got a team from all dudes from Florida, not the Gators. It's just like is from the state, like it's a combination. Florida Gators, LSU Tigers, Seminoles, whatever. As long as you're from the state of Florida, it's a bunch of Florida guys together. You got a K-State team, Team Arkansas. What's Team Arkansas called? Oh, Team Arkansas. Oh, here's for Sooner Lisa to cheer against. The Stillwater Stars, Oklahoma State alumni. They were in a tourney last year, actually. I remember they were up by 18 and they fell apart. Team Mental Toughness. Roster includes Marcus Towns, who was on Loyola Chicago NCAA Final Four team in 2018. The Golden Eagles are really good. Illinois' team is good. House of Pain. This is the one. They're a combination. If you guys know college ball, Mike Dom. You remember Mike Dom? Great score from the Summit League. Mike Dom didn't go to Illinois, but he's on the Illinois team. And it's a bunch of dudes. Great name, too. The House of Pain for, like, champagne. It's a House of Pain. They're good. They've got three-time player of the year, Dimitri McKamey, Brandon Paul. Boeheim's Army is good. They're really popular, Boeheim's Army. Like, they've got a lot of fans and T-shirts and merch and stuff. Team Brotherly Love from Philly. Playing for Jimmy V, Corey Sanders, Gonzaga's all-time assist leader, Josh Perkins, Tubby Time, all players that play for Tubby Smith. So like I said, it's really, really fun tournament, guys. I can't wait for this stuff. So we're going to be breaking it down. We're going to be betting it. You think the NBA is the only basketball. We got the Olympics, too. And just for the record, we talked about this on Game Time Decisions a bit tonight. So remember throughout the playoffs, we talked about the trend of dating back to 2005 in the NBA and the playoffs, teams that are down 0-2 in the series cover the point spread in the first half of game three, 65% of the time. And it's actually held true this year. You know, we stopped counting when it was about, I don't know, it was 7-5 to the yes that it worked. It wasn't a runaway, you know what I mean? Because the problem is the odds makers have caught on to it. And, like, really caught on to it, right? So much so that we were talking about this. So, look at this. So, the money line in the game right now is the Milwaukee Bucks are minus 180 in the game. They're four-point favorites in the game. So, what's the half? What's the half going to be? The Milwaukee Bucks on the money line right now are minus 205 in the first half. Never happened before. Unheard of. Unheard of that the halftime price would be more than the game. Halftime spread, 2.5. Yet you got to lay minus 140 to do it. It's 2.5 minus 140. See what FanDuel is doing? What they're doing is they're telling you, we don't want you to bet Milwaukee in the first half of this game. And if you do, we're going to put a big price to try to scare you away from doing it. I'll lay the 2.5. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
That's the dumbest bet I ever heard of.
I disagree.
Man, I'm all fired up now for this basketball tournament. We're going to get into soccer, too, and everything else. But someone asking, is White Chocolate playing? No, he's too old now. He's too old. Like, it's mostly guys in their mid-20s type of thing. There's a few older dudes, a couple of you, I mean, but normally it'd be an older guy with a bunch of younger guys. Shout out to Chris Edge, San Diego, Mightier 1090. Tuning in. Chris Edge, great guy. We've hung out with him in the past. And I tell you what, I've seen the construction of Aztec Stadium. I'll come down. We'll party. Chris Edge actually graced me with my own strain. Rage OG. That's when you know you made it. Ray, and we appreciate it. It was nice and smooth, too. Real nice. Rage OG. Chris Edge Farms in San Diego. I had my own strain. Rage OG. Yeah, it's pretty cool, huh? Rage OG.
I gotta give it a little taste. I gotta do a taste test soon.
You know, it's funny too, because we were in Vegas and he presented it to me. He goes, we grew our own strain. It's in the stores and everything, called Rage OG. And I was like, wow, what an honor. And he gave like a big bag, Matthias, right? We were in Vegas. And it was basically like, 36 hours later, I went up to him. I'm like, hey, you got any more of that Rage OG? He's like, I gave you. I was like, that's gone, bro. I'm like, that's gone. Like, it's like, that was like a quick weekend in Vegas. It's like good times. So I saw a great picture. I retweeted it tonight. There was a kid said, he had a sign, said bucket list, get a heart transplant, check. Fly to San Diego for game, check. Meet Fernando Tatis Jr., check. And Tatis Jr. was there with the kid and stuff. That's some good stuff. I talked about that earlier in the week. A lot of these, like, about how there was a generation of baseball players that were just sort of douchebags to the fans. And I get it. Fans are douches themselves. I totally get it, right? But that's what gets you into baseball. Like, people often ask, like, me being a Dodger fan and Expos, but, I wasn't a kid, like, that was automatically, like, would love the home team even as a kid, but I did like the Expos. Like, I was an Expo fan. I loved Ellis Valentine and Gary Carter and everything, but I was a Dodger. My favorite player as a kid was Dusty Baker, for whatever reason, right? Like, I had all the Dusty Baker baseball cards and the Dodgers, and he was on the Braves in the early 70s, and then the Dodgers, and I love the Dodgers, right, as a kid. And I was already a Dodger, so I was like 7 years old, and I was at an Expos Dodger game. And I would support, I was an Expo fan, but when the Dodgers came to town, I was like, oh, man, the Dodgers are coming, right? So I met Steve Yeager, who was the catcher of the Dodgers. I went early, like, to batting practice and stuff, and that's what I'm saying. Like, in the old days, you were more connected to the players. And they lost the World Series. I think it was 1978. So they lost to the Yankees. So I'm there with my mother. May she rest in peace. But my mother was a good-looking woman. And my mother had me when she was pretty young. So she was 18 type thing. Like, so she wasn't that, like, my mother was like 25 or 26 or something, you know what I mean? So my mother's this hot chick. It's the 70s, right? Steve Yeager, remember, is a real playboy type guy, right? With the chains and the bushy hair chest and stuff, the catcher. So I'm there, and my mother's there, and I'm like over the dugout, and there wasn't a lot of people there, other dog, you know what I mean? And I said, Mr. Yeager, can I get an autograph? And I had like a game program. And he goes, oh, hold on. He goes, I'll do you one better, kid. And he takes a baseball. He grabs a baseball from the field type thing, picks it up, and he signs, and he starts talking to my mother. He's like, hey, how you doing? At least he's talking, I'm there. And he goes, you know what? He goes, stay here for a couple of minutes. I'm going to be back in a couple of minutes. I promise. I'll be back in a couple of minutes. Steve Yeager leaves with the ball, comes back like 5 minutes later, and he goes, I got the whole team to sign it. He goes, you don't want just my autograph, kid. I figure you want your favorite player, Dusty Baker, Steve Garvey, and everyone. And the entire Dodger team, including Tommy Lasorda, everybody. He goes, I got everybody to sign it for you. And, that's class, man. So I get the ball and stuff. Man, I can't believe I don't have this ball anymore. I'm going to cry right now. I get the ball, and I wrote them a letter after. Good old days, right? I wrote them a letter. And I said, you know, thank you to the Dodgers and Steve Yeager. You've given me the baseball and, you know. And they responded to the letter, the Dodgers, by sending me a free case for the baseball and a free membership to the Dodger fan club. Like, basically, they sent me, like, more gear and a plastic case holder. They said, well, you better protect that baseball. And they said, here's an L.A. Dodger case holder, kid. And they basically, it was a letter, and it basically said, I remember at the end, it basically said, you know, you're a Dodger fan for life now, kid. Like, it basically said, once a Dodger, the Dodger way. They were big on that. The Dodger way of playing baseball. Dodger blue, right? Chris Hedge hates the Dodgers, but hey, Steve Garvey went for the Dodgers to San Diego after. Yeah, great. What a ball! What a strike! That's so, like, people wonder, like, you know, when did you start being a Dodger fan? Well, I was always a Dodger fan, but you know, 1977, 78, man. Like I said, then I have a picture. There's a picture of me. I gotta find it. I have a picture, like, old school somewhere. Of me as a kid with the Dodger hat on and the ball and everything when I was a kid. Where's the ball now? I don't know, Martinez, unfortunately. I don't know. I've lost a lot of, like, cool stuff over the years. I do remember me flipping out. My buddy had a pit bull, and the pit bull got hold of the ball. And, like, there was a bunch of teeth marks in it and stuff. That was the beginning and the end of that ball. That's what I remember. That's what I remember. But I just, you know, I was just touched to see Tatis hanging out with the kid, like, you know, at the dugout and stuff like that. Because, that's baseball. I remember, like, Gary Carter, one of the greatest players ever. You know, he used to sign autographs for the kids before the games. And, you know, and then you get these other guys. They pretend they don't hear you or, like, you know. Like Barry Bonds and stuff. You know, when Dusty Baker was manager and Barry Bonds was hitting all the home runs, Dusty Baker said to Barry Bonds, listen, some kid, basically, Dusty Baker said, I need an autographed baseball from you, Barry. And Barry Bonds said, I can't do that. And they were, like, good friends. Right? Like, Dusty Baker's, like, a kind of a jerkish guy, too. So with Bonds, so, like, that's why they got along. And basically, Baker said, what do you mean you can't do this? He said, just sign this effing baseball. And he goes, I can't do it. He goes, I can't. I have an exclusive contract. He goes, I got to get, like, $750. And guys in the room heard it, and it was for Dusty Baker's charity. Like, the players basically threw money at Bonds' locker. Crazy, huh? They were like, dude, and Bonds is making, like, $40 million a year or whatever. Bonds wouldn't sign a baseball for Dusty Baker even. So I can't do that. So I have a deal. I can't. I charge $800 an autograph, and I'm not doing it. I won't do it. He wouldn't do it. He wouldn't do it, right? So you're like, wow. I'm like, that's the biggest jerk story. Like, I'm like, wow. He wouldn't even sign it for Dusty Baker. No, won't do it. And I'm like, man, he's the biggest jerk ever. But get this. Barry Bonds, I was just going to go too far, actually, there. I was going to go too far. But let me just say this. Barry Bonds puts people through school and stuff like that that you don't know about. So he won't sign a baseball, but he'll pay for a stripper's kid to go to university. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of, these guys are whack jobs, man. Like, some of these dudes, like, they're like, oh, he's the meanest person in the world. It's like, yeah, he's actually really nice to some people, but other people he's, like, ultra mean to, right? It's kind of like, I saw a documentary with Macho Man the other day. They said, like, if you were, like, in the ring or backstage with Macho Man, he was, like, a consummate professional and a somewhat normal person. They said if you saw him in real life, he was, like, a complete nut job that would, like, fight you. And, like, there's a great story with Macho Man. I think the guy's name is Dick Dundee, the wrestler. So I guess Macho Man standing outside, like, in a parking lot, outside of an arena. Like, He gets to the arena. He's like, his car. So he's getting his gear out. He's got a bag with his gear and stuff. And Buddy walks past and he goes to Macho Man. He goes, hey, Randy, how you doing today? He goes, beautiful day. Nice day. How you doing today? And Macho Man looks at him and goes, why would you ask me that? He goes, you don't give enough how I'm doing. F off. He goes, why would you ask me? You don't care. F off. And Buddy said to Macho Man, well, you know what? I guess you're right. I guess I don't. F you. And he walked away. Like 3 weeks later, Buddy comes into the parking lot outside the arena after the TV shoot. Macho Man, Leaping Lenny Poffo, and the father, Poffo. The three of them surrounded him, and Macho Man sucker punched him. Macho Man, the Poffos, came to beat the guy up in the parking lot, all because Buddy told Macho Man to F off after Macho Man told him to F off. So Macho Man, like, sucker punched the dude. They started rolling around in the parking lot, and the wrestler, Dick Dundee, pulled a gun. He had a gun. He pulled a gun out, and he pointed it at Macho Man. He goes, I'll effing shoot you right now. And Macho Man said, you're crazy. What are you doing with a gun? And Macho Man left. So you see these other stories, like I tell you, Macho Man was the nicest guy ever. Oh, yeah, he's a consummate professional. Yeah, he's a consummate professional, whether he's on national television, on NBC. When he's in the parking lot after, he wants to kill you. The father, I'm telling you, it's like, I watched this wrestling shoot on Macho Man. And it wasn't like alleged stories. Like, it's all like real people telling the stories, like Honky Tonk Man. And like Honky Tonk Man's like, yeah, like once he was backstage and they I guess a doctor walked in and saw Elizabeth half naked. And Randy Savage like beat the crap out of a doctor. The guy's a doctor. He's doing his job, like in a locker room, right? Randy Savage, like, you know. Like Randy, they told a story about Randy Savage, like, kicked a police dog in the face and got, like, nearly killed by police dogs in Memphis. Like, I can't, you know, run Randy Macho Man Savage, too. Yeah, like, what a life and what a way to die, huh? He had a heart attack driving in a Hummer right in Florida and crashed into a palm tree and died. What a way to go. And I don't say that. Like, that's a good way to go, actually. That's like going out with a bang. That's like a, you know what I mean? That's going out with a bang. No one wants to go out in a hospital bed. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather have a heart attack in a Hummer and smash into a palm tree than die a slow death. Oh, yeah. Macho Man. There's some crazy stuff about him and Stephanie McMahon as well that we won't get into. Thank you very much, Mean Gene.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Keep listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Welcome to the bullpen, Derek.
Hello.
Hi. Derek, this indoor soccer is a new sport. Could you tell us something about it?
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful. It's soccer played indoors, like in a hockey rink. Sort of soccer hockey.
Boy, that's an interesting combination. Well, what are the rules?
I don't know, really. I don't care.
I see. How does your team look?
Mostly Venezuelan.
Right.
Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morenci. Kicking it. And, yeah, you know what? I was talking about the Macho Man, Randy Savage. And pretty crazy stuff. Like, you know, my favorite wrestler of all time is Bret Hart. Bret the Hitman Hart. That's my guy. Right, I love the you know, Jim, the Hart Foundation, but Bret Hart's my favorite wrestler. I'm a big Jericho fan now. I'm not a wrestling mark now, but I'm a wrestling fan, right? But I don't watch WWE now. It sucks. And I don't have time to watch AEW, All Elite, whatever it's called. But I know they're doing a great job. But Macho Man, you watch these videos and stuff. Like, he's the guy who's the – like, he's like – Macho Man and Bret Hart are my guys. Like, the presence that he had, man, like, coming out, like, it's like the charisma that that guy had was unbelievable. Unbelievable. But he was pretty – he was a disturbed individual, all right, in real life. And just quickly, like, people wonder – like, you know, you look at Vince McMahon and even Bret Hart, who spit on him and got punched in the face and stuff. They hate each other. Even Bret Hart went back, right? Like, Vince McMahon will deal with anybody after if he can make money with you. And you notice, like, they only put Macho Man in the Hall of Fame after he died and stuff, right? So long story short, the whole urban myth was that basically, did Macho Man sleep with Stephanie McMahon when she was 14 years old? That was the gist of it. And that's the urban rumor, right? And I'm not saying, like, wrestlers talk about this. You got to look at shoots. It's online. And the deal is, guys, he did sleep with Stephanie McMahon, but she wasn't. She was actually 17 and 18. But consensual age was 16 in Connecticut. But Vince was not impressed. Bring it.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.